Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk to Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. We love Ed. That's pretty much the best in the business on a number of things. How are you, Ed?
Well, I'm watching this storm roll into Plum, and it doesn't look very inviting.
How does Poppy do with the storms? Because Lance, the 11-pounder, has been sitting on my lap shivering for the last 10 minutes.
That's all he does. We just gave him 10 minutes ago a Benadryl, and we're going to see if that works. The problem with giving him Benadryl is you got to give it to him beforehand, because once it starts, he won't take anything. He could put
treats in front of him.
Anything. Steak, anything. He's not going to touch it. He gets those eyes, ears pinned back, and he's terrible. Fireworks, too.
Yeah. We started the show today talking about how even Steelers players, Cam Hayward, Joe Hayden, Steven Nelson today on a conference call, wanted to comment on what Drew Brees said. That even non-Saints players felt like they wanted to reject Brees or weigh in on what Brees said. And as someone who covers the Steelers, Ed, I'm curious what your thoughts are on the way Steelers players have reacted to Brees.
Well, as you know, they were stung pretty bad by that whole thing a couple years ago. And Steven Nelson wasn't part of that, of course. But anybody who remembers that, they were like the poster boys for all the stuff that went on that year. That picture of Al standing alone. I mean, it was just terrible. So I don't think they want anything, especially now. I mean, to bring that up now, what's the purpose? Not by them. I mean, by Drew Brees.
How much damage did that do to them? We heard about, you know, you just described it, Ed, you know, what it did to them being the poster children or poster team for all that in 2017. How much tangible damage did it do in that locker room? Because after that game, they went on quite an impressive run of victories there.
Yeah, I don't know that it did anything, Chris, really. I don't think it split them. I think they all understood what happened. It was just an old screw-up by everybody involved. I mean, even Mike Tomlin coming out and standing by himself. Well, not by himself. He had some coaches with him. Some coaches came out, some went in. And Poppy's starting to shake right now, by the way.
Oh, no.
They blew it. They blew it. They had time to plan it, and they thought they planned it, and they blew it. But, you know, 2017, and it's all running together for me now, was that the drama year, or was 2018 the drama year? It's all
2018 is the thing that ends with Antonio Brown and Ben, and 2017 is week three with the anthem stuff, and then they lose to Jacksonville in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's the one Le'Veon Bell held out early on, right?
Yep.
Ended with the Jacksonville. That was the drama year, right? I think.
They both were. But yeah, a lot was in 2017, too.
Yeah, and in 18, they raided Le'Veon's locker and everything. I don't think it was that.
Ed, the midday guys had Villanueva on, and Cook asked Al about it, and it got unbelievably awkward between the two.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. So that goes to show you where he's coming from. One of the things we've brought up, and we heard Bruce Arians talk today, and he had, I think Bruce is great on these social issues. You know, he backs it up. He has a very diverse coaching staff. I'll listen to him talk about some of this stuff all day, given his background. Chris and I have mentioned this, and it has not been said to impugn the man or to condemn the man or criticize him. But Chris and I are just very surprised that there's been nothing from Mike Tomlin, that even the Steelers statement that they put out didn't include anything from Mike Tomlin. And it left me to speculate, Ed, maybe there's a big ESPN Stephen A. Smith interview coming with Mike Tomlin in the next couple days.
That's possible. You know, some of this stuff, and, you know, I'm not saying it was the Steelers, but a lot of it's just self-serving because it's people saying, well, how come this organization hasn't responded? And how come this guy hasn't responded? You know, I do think people are just putting stuff out just to say, get off my back.
Yep.
Here's my statement. Now you can't say I didn't say anything anymore. So I'm taking a lot of it with a grain of salt, Chris and Pony.
Do you think these guys – I mean, I was one of those people in the case of Sidney Crosby, not saying he had to say something, but saying, like, I personally would like it. Like, I would just – it would be something I would laud him for. He doesn't have to, but I would like it, Ed. So do you – where do you come down on any – like, the idea that these guys have any – obligation's not the right word, but that it's good for them to speak out on these issues?
Yeah, I really, guys, I don't feel one way or the other about whether somebody – speaks out or not. Now, some of the stuff some of the people are saying is hits home, and I listen to that, but the ones that put statements out, you know, that's it's always with a black background and you know, the organization feels we that everybody deserves their civil rights and you know, we need peace and harmony. That to me means nothing.
Ed Boucher,
the basketball coach.
Go ahead, Ed.
Down in San Antonio,
Popovich
said some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now he said some stuff.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. Ed, I'm curious what you made of what Cam Hayward told Mark Caboli in The Athletic, basically saying, look, like we were talking about an extension, the pandemic happened, and then everything stopped. And Chris and I were talking about how, you know, everybody thought, well, the cap will go up because more money's coming into the sport. They're going to negotiate their new television networks. But now maybe there's concern that that won't happen. And how will that affect all of the Steelers players who are going into the final years of their contract this season?
Well, first of all, Mark did an excellent job. That was really a good story, getting Cam and getting Cam to open up like that. But if you were an NFL owner right now, would you be giving out big contracts?
No, I said to Chris, I don't see one since Christian McCaffrey signed like 2 months ago. Nothing's happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign anybody. What you do, I've said this many times on this whole thing, you go up to the line of scrimmage, you look over the defense, and you call a play. You're not calling it in the huddle right now. You can't plan anything. What's the difference between giving Cam Hayward or anyone else? And I would include Ben Roethlisberger if he was going into, you know, like previously. Why would you give them, what's the difference between giving them 4 years at $65 million with a $20 million signing bonus now as opposed to doing it in August when you have a better feel of what might go on, or not do it in August when you have a feel that might not go on. I wouldn't be doling out cash that I may not even have because there's not going to be a season. Those signing bonuses, you think Cam's going to sign something without a signing bonus? No. Do you think the Steelers want to give $20 million when they don't even know what kind of income they're going to have coming in this year? No. They have the gift of time right now.
Ed, have you talked to anybody that has sort of sounded alarm bells about what this could do to the league financially? Do you have any concept or thought as to how bad this is going to be and how big the impact on the salary cap, is going to be?
No, and I don't think they know. And I think what you're seeing in baseball right now is going to happen in football. In the language, from what I understand, there's nothing in there that says
If there's no season, they don't get paid. If there's one game, what do they get paid? If there's five games, what do they get paid? You know, if there's fans, what do they get paid? If there's no fans, what do they get paid? I think you're going to see the same thing in football that you're seeing in baseball. There's going to be some hard negotiations going on. Mm.
Ed, before we let you run, I'm going to give you a chance to wax poetic about how much you're going to miss going to St. Vincent College this summer.
You know, I've had I started going there in 85 and staying over. I stayed in those dorms with the players. We've stayed in the same dorm. They were on a different floor, of course, but we were in the same dorms and no air conditioning, no, you know, you had fans in your room. It was kind of bleak. There were no cell phones. If you put a call into an agent, he didn't pick up right away, and you just left a message and you waited for him to call in your room. So I miss it, and I don't miss it. And, you know, lately, the last few years, I don't stay out there much. Last year was the first year I didn't stay out there at all. I won't miss the drive. I won't miss it. But there is some romanticism to the whole thing. And that's why that's part of the reason they still have it, is for the fans and for the Rooneys, and coaches like it. They really do. You know, you're going to have training camp here. Let's say they do have training camp on time. Ben's going to his home in Swickley. You know, these guys are going to their homes, and then the young guys who don't have it, they're going up at a hotel somewhere. So it's going to be a whole different thing.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. We romanticize about our visits with him once a week. Thank you, Ed.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on again. I'll see you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.